bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast, with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more, here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Tired of swimming around with our friends, dreaming today will come again. Sunny days, another day, oh, clear skies and wanting to stay.
On Monday, a few days ago on Monday Drive, I introduced Dr. Michael Galassi, who's driving the driving force behind the initiative of Waverley Council, and that is their contribution to youth culture, which in the name of the Bondi Wave program. Now, Bondi Wave is a 12-week course that teaches upper primary and high school bands how to write and arrange original music. The groups are mentored by a rotating roster of prominent industry professionals, and the program culminates with a concert performance and a professional recording. Well, here at Eastside Radio, we're doing something a little bit beyond that, and we're hosting some of the groups here on Monday Drive and also Thursday Drive. And it being Thursday Drive, I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio one of the bands, and that band is called Only One Way, and it's a group comprising Charlie Axlund, Zach Harris-Dade and Benjamin Kendrick. And the group is represented here in the studio with me today, and it's represented... Well, why don't you introduce yourselves? Go ahead, boys.
Hi, I am Ben.
You sure? Move a little closer to the mic. We can't hear you. Do it again.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. What do you respectively play? Ben, what do you do in the group?
I play the drums, and I did help out with the piano a bit.
The piano and the drums?
Yes.
They're quite different, aren't they? One you bash and the other you stroke.
Yeah.
Do you learn that at school?
Well, I only learn drums, but I used to learn piano when I was younger.
When you were younger? Were you ever younger? Yeah. No, sorry. Okay, and Charlie, what do you do?
I sing and I play guitar for the band.
You sing and you play guitar. Okay. Now, you guys don't go to the same school, by the way you're dressed. How did you meet each other? Or by each other, I'm talking about the three of you now.
Well, you know, the Bondi Wave program provided us with an opportunity to connect with other people in the same age group that have an understanding of music, where we can get together, you know, and create songs.
Right, so you didn't know each other before
We didn't know each other at all, no.
Really? So you just rolled up and you said, oh, look, the three of us are sitting next to each other, let's form a band.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And do you both learn music at school?
Yes, I am in rock band and jazz band at my school.
Which do you prefer?
Rock band, definitely.
Rock band. And the song we just heard was called Sunny Days. And how do you classify that?
Like a more pop kind of music.
Right. Do you know anything about classical music?
Yeah, classical music is... Obviously, it's quite a contrast, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. I don't listen to much classical music myself, but I know you play a lot on this station.
What time do you guys go to bed generally?
Like 10:30, I think.
Okay, so at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night, there's a wonderful show on Eastside Radio, hosted by me. It's called Classical Beats. Go online and listen to it. You'll learn a lot about classical music. It's great. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. So do you practice as a group together, or do you practice your bits at home and then come together and play it?
Well, we practice here and also at home. But, like, we all get together at Bondi Wave and just bring in our own music and, like, we create, like, a new song.
Right. So, Ben, you play the drums?
Yes.
How do you practice that at home?
I have an electric drum kit
been playing on. So you save the neighbours the trauma of hearing you bashing all night. And do you use electronic drums during your session with the group here?
No, we use, like, the proper ones.
Yeah. And what about you, Charlie? You play the bass guitar or the guitar?
No, I play the guitar.
The guitar.
Yeah.
And do you own the guitar?
Yes. So I did bring in my own guitar during the wave.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you practice at home, do you plug it into an amplifier?
Yes,
so,
I do.
So you annoy all the neighbours as well, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way. So how do you practice individually the pieces that you play as a group? Or do you just get together and practice?
We use recordings that we've made during the session, and then we listen to that and play over it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And do you guys write your own music?
Yes.
Yeah? Is there a songwriter as part of the group, or do you guys all do it together?
We all bring in our part.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, Ella, when you say do you write your own music, do you mean do you write it on a music paper, or how do you know what to play?
Well,
when you say you write your own music, I'm intrigued. Do you write it down on paper?
Yes. So during the program, we would just, you know, fiddle with stuff, especially in the early weeks of recording and stuff like that.
Right.
So we always had paper and a pen nearby. So if anybody had an idea, if they thought something would fit with a song, you know, we would always write it down.
So you write it on those five lined musical paper?
No, just like a blank piece of paper.
Right. I guess that's what I'm kind of querying. How do you write music on blank paper?
Well,
how do you know when to go up and when to go down? And how long do you maintain the notes?
Well, we're not really at the stage, maybe, where we can... I can read sheet music not
right,
well.
right. Well, at your age, I don't suppose... Don't worry, I can't at my age.
Yeah. So it's really useful... chords for me.
Right.
You know, I can read sheet music at times, but tab is also really great.
Right.
But I think the best thing about the wave is you get a professional studio.
Yeah.
And we don't really look at stuff when we're playing. It's just looking at each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just go
over
again.
That's a real skill, you know. I mean, do your friends at school know that you're part of a group and you produce music like we've just played on the radio?
Some people do, but, a lot of people don't really believe you when you say, oh, I'm a part of a band.
And do they know you're on the radio today?
No.
What? Oh, gee, you got to tell them. You got to tell them to go online and listen to this interview. There's a piece of music called Party Time.
Yes.
Talk to us about it.
So it first formed when Zach, the bass guitarist, started messing around on our keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then he figured out this, like, really, like, funky-style beat on the keyboard. And then we all just, like, pitched in a bit and we made a song.
Does it go something like this?
Close.
That's party time. That's party time. Who wrote Party Time?
Zach, the bassist.
Right. And then you all just joined in? That's a pretty happy little bit. You've got a fan base. Who's waving at the window at you?
Oh, that's my dad.
Oh, your dad. Well, you said nobody knew you were here. That's great. Welcome to the radio. Look, what do you think of that song?
I really like it, the way it's all coming together and, like, everyone has a good part in it.
Everybody seems to be having fun. And I guess if you guys are having fun while you're playing, then we can feel it when we listen to it. So keep having some fun. Tell us about the Bondi Wave program. There are a number of mentors. Tell us what the single best piece of advice you've received was and who gave it to you.
Well, obviously the program offers so many amazing people that will guide you throughout it. Over the 12 weeks, we had a number of people. Jim from The Cruel Sea played a really crucial role in the development of the songs.
Yep.
That's
Jim Elliott.
Yep. And so many other people, you know. But I think it was just me by myself. Ben, you were overseas.
Yes, I was in England for 3 weeks, I think. So
right.
I was not here. So they had to work a solo band because Zach was also missing for a week as well.
So hang on, how does that work? How does a band go single?
Well, we really focused on... We were kind of at a stage that was, I think, around the 8th week where I was back from being not at the program for 3 weeks because I was quite sick.
Right.
But I went back and I was, oh, this is going to be great. I'll get a jam with everyone. And no one was there.
No one was there, right. So you jammed by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
so
right.
Lily was there, one of the coaches that we had. And she said, what do you want to do? Because we really didn't have many options.
Right.
She gave me a piece of paper and just literally picked every thought out of my head and made me write it down.
Right.
And
right.
that formed into the song Rain Down.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to play that in a little minute. You can introduce that in a little minute. That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. What do you think the future is for the group, for Only One? How did you come up with the name, incidentally?
Well, I thought of it by just because I loved One Direction when I was younger, and that's what inspired me to start playing the drums.
Right.
So I thought, why don't we make it so that we're like only one way? So it's kind of like it, but it's also saying that we are like going only one way.
Okay. You put a lot of thought into that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what do you think the future is of the band? You're about 15-ish or something now, I guess. How long do you... What do you think the future of the band is? When you're rich, are you going to look back on this day today and say, we started off at the Bondi Wave program?
Well, I am unfortunately moving at the end of the year.
Oh.
Up north.
Oh, well.
So that will maybe disrupt things a bit. But I'm sure, you know, the soul will still be there and we'll always look back on this as
what a nice thing to say. I think that's just a wonderful thing to say. Okay, so if you could model yourself on any particular band, would it be One Direction, do you think?
Yeah, maybe for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Or what about for you, Charlie?
I'm not really sure. That's definitely a tough question, you know.
Okay, let me put it another way. If a famous group came, if One Direction came to you and said, guys, we would like you to open for us, open our concert for us, which song do you think you would play?
Probably Party Time.
Party Time, we just heard that, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you'd say that. What would you say, Charlie?
I think I'd say Rain Down.
And if I was to ask Zach, what would he say?
We'd probably say Party Time as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, we've played both of those, so I'm wondering whether you might like to introduce as your final work today a song called Rain Down. Okay, tell us a little bit about Rain Down, why you like it, what's good about it, and so on. Come on, you're in charge. You tell me.
You know, the song really represents a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of music. I try to vary myself as much as possible.
Right.
Always try new things. But there's an aspect to that that sometimes is uncomfortable.
Right.
And you really don't want to change your ways. And I think that's what the song is based off. So that feeling can be sometimes really beneficial or, you know, cause a bit of angst as well.
Okay, well, Charlie, thank you for coming in today. Benjamin, thank you for coming in today. Here is your choice. It's called, the group is called?
Only One Way.
And the song is called?
Rain Down.
Thanks for coming in today, boys. Thank you.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.